It is time. Okay, 3, 2, 1. It's time once again for Sporting a Cause with Willie Hallihan. SportingACause.com is his website where you can find his blog. And also, when things are actually happening, you can find a great list of events that are all fundraising events that are somehow tied to sports. Not so much right now, but we still have things to talk about. And we say good morning once again to Willie Hallihan. Good morning, Willie.
Good morning, Marshall. How are you doing?
Not too bad. We're getting along here okay. We had 3 inches of snow at my house on Saturday morning, and today it's meant to go up to 60 degrees. And did you know that in April alone, if you lived in an elevation of 1,000 feet or more, you had 6 inches of snow in April with the two storms we had. That 6 inches of snow in April was more snow than we had in January, February, and March.
Isn't that crazy?
Unbelievable. It's unbelievable.
every year is a new adventure.
Yep. So what's going on, Willie?
Well, there are a couple bright spots, I think, in this unhappy world we're living in, at least with sports-related fundraisers. I haven't gotten any new updates, per se, on fundraisers for the remainder of April and May. I told you about a bunch of closings we've had. There are people who have events in June that have not made decisions yet, and I don't blame them. They're just waiting to see. Each week is new, and things are changing. Everything is so fluid in this pandemic world. So I haven't seen any new cancellations or postponements there. But a couple of bright spots. One is that New York State reversed their opinion on golf courses yet again. This is the third change. They've decided to allow them to be open again with all the restrictions that that they've had in place before. Two people can't ride in a cart, that sort of thing. There are barriers on the cup so that your ball doesn't go in where you could have to reach down and reach where somebody else has reached. No ball washers, no rakes, and so forth. And, of course, proper distancing from each other. So that's a big deal. Under Mountain, over in Boston Corners, is open. I tried to get in touch with Winding Brook. Winding Brook over in Valencia is opening today for members only with no carts. Copay Country Club and the links at Uniondale, I couldn't find any information. There's nothing on their social media about changes. For all practical purposes, they're still closed. And, of course, Connecticut has allowed their courses to be open all along. They never did close. So if you're living nearby and today's going to be a great day up in the 60s, you can go over to Under Mountain. You have to call ahead for a tee time. You pay online or call them and give them your credit card number and arrange for a tee time. That's a requirement. But they're going to be open. It's going to be a great day. I plan to be over there later today. So that's one good news for golfers. You can now play in New York State, at least for the time being. Again, things change by the minute, it seems. The other thing is that the Travelers Championship golf tournament is on. The news, it's not, in one respect, it's not really news because it's been on the schedule. But they're planning, what they did announce is they're planning on holding it, and there will be no spectators. So for now, and that's the end of June. So there are 2 months plus for things to play out, for better or worse. And at the moment, anyway, the Travelers Championship is going to be held in Cromwell, Connecticut, the 25th through the 28th of June. Now, people might ask, well, what's that got to do with, you know, sports-related fundraisers in our tri-state area? Well, what people might not realize about the Travelers, and I suspect all major tournaments are the same, is that, yes, they have it's a massive fundraiser. And they have their signature charities, like the Travelers supports military-related charities, like Wounded Warrior and so forth. They have a basket of about 10 charities. And then this year, they're also supporting organizations that are dedicated to the COVID-19 relief efforts. But every year, they also support over 200 little charities around the area, not just Connecticut, but the tri-state area and Rhode Island. And they have these programs where little charities can fundraise and make some money. Like in years past, the Housatonic Valley Regional High School golf team under the tutelage of John McGuire, have taken advantage of a program where they could sell tickets. If you wanted to go to the Travelers Tournament, for example, you could go online, buy your ticket for $45, and get in for the day. Or if you knew a charity that was signed up for the program, you could use their password, buy the ticket at half price, and the charity would get the other half. So it was a win-win all the way around. Now, that program has gone away because there are no spectators, there are no tickets. But they have this other program called Birdies for Charity. And any 501c3 charity can sign up for it. And you don't have to be golf related. You don't even have to be sports related. Organizations like Habitat for Humanity, Fidelco, Guide Dogs, Multiple Sclerosis, all kinds of organizations can sign up. And what they do is Travelers provides a platform, a fundraising platform, and they have all kinds of tools that you can use. Basically, you're fundraising for yourself, but Travelers will help. And then at the end of the period, basically the last day of the tournament, which would be the 28th of June, Travelers will add 15% to whatever you've raised and cut you the check for that amount. So it's a good deal. It's a really good deal. And with 2 months, now would be the time to sign up for it. I'm not going to give the information on the air so you don't have to write it down, but you can just go to my website, sportingacause.com. In the blog there, the top blog gives you the information. There's a lady and her phone number and the email address to go to. And if you're a charity and you're looking to raise funds, and who isn't, especially if you have had to cancel a fundraising event so far this year, and you're minus that money that you would normally raise, this could be an ideal way to raise some money. Now, having said all of this, things could change. You know, right now, the Travelers is on. They're dedicated to putting it on. There's 2 months worth of drama to play out, for better or worse. So many things could change, but the Travelers is planning on moving forward with it. So I would, if you're a charity, I would definitely get involved with this program. Now, on the other side, there are people, sports writers, for example, who say, I'm not so sure this is such a good idea. You know, granted, there'd be 300,000 people, spectators, who won't be going, but there are a lot of people involved in putting on a tournament. First of all, there's like 150 golfers and their entourage and their families who are flying in from around the world, and they have to be put up in hotels for a few days and eat three meals a day someplace. So, it's being covered by two different TV stations, the Golf Channel and CBS Sports. So there are a lot of people involved in putting on a program of this size, even if spectators can't be involved. So, like so many things, Marshall, we learn day to day how things can change. States are opening and closing golf courses. Major events are scheduled to go on until something happens, and let's just hope for the best.
You know, it's interesting because the PGA has authorized four tournaments to go on. That fourth one is the Travelers in Hartford. And what's great about that is that they will have time in the first three tournaments to work out any of the kinks that need to be worked out to do it. And the only thing that I read into it that could really put a damper on it is the availability of housing for all the people, the players and the families, and all the different networks and stuff that come in to make sure that there's housing that they can have. And right now it appears that if things progress, there will be housing and there will be places for the players to stay and everything like that and the networks. But it'll be interesting to see what happens. But once again, like I said, this is the fourth tournament. Right now the PGA has authorized four tournaments through the Travelers, and at least the Travelers will be in a position of learning how the other three tournaments before them go and how it works out. And it's interesting to see what happens, you know, when you talk about the Travelers. You talk about the Hartford Yard Goats, you talk about the Yankees, the Red Sox, the Mets, All that is yet to be decided. It appears if all that does resume sometime this summer, it will also be in the beginning, at least, in empty stadiums. But it's one step back to normalcy, and I think it's, if it's held, I think it's a good boost to everybody's morale.
That's for sure. And there's a lot can be said for segueing back into normalcy, if whatever that may be. You know, just turning on the lights and opening the doors for the whole world, you know, might not be the best way to go back to the way we were. You know, a bit at a time, I think there's a lot to be said for that philosophy.
Well, we hope it all returns to norm, because there's a lot of people that need delays. Speaking as somebody who runs a nonprofit, there's a lot of nonprofits out there that benefit from all these different golf tournaments and all these activities that are sports-related, and it would be nice to get them back on the schedule.
Yes, it would.
Willie, once again, another great job. We'll speak to you next week.
Okay, Marshall. Stay safe.
You too.
Take care.
Care.